Today's episode of The Mom Game is brought to you by our friends at Gateway Buick GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not at Gateway because their slogan is Gateway's Got It. And just what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new Buicks, GMCs, and GM-certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's got it. In these busy times, you want a car dealer who makes things easy and convenient. Well, guess what? Gateway's got it. When you log on to Gateway Buick GMC.com, look for the Shop Click Drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home, and who doesn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway Buick GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. So, when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's got it. You can find them online at gatewaybuickgmc.com or shop at in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade. Experience the new Buick. Thanks for presenting the Mom Game, Gateway.
Yes, thank you so much, Gateway. And now a little bit about Golden Chick, because if you haven't checked it out yet, you have to go see their menu, because this is only going to be around for a little bit longer through September 1st. Guests at Golden Chick can get the sweet heat-inspired hot honey sriracha sauce. That is through September 1st, coated atop Golden Chick favorites like crispy hand-breaded wings and the ever-popular golden tenders for that fiery flavor experience. They did something really cool for this. Golden Chick went straight to the source. They asked their loyal brand followers on social media to vote on what sauce they wanted to see. And followers overwhelmingly selected that new hot honey sriracha as the one that they wanted to see on the menu. That is a sweet heat sauce. It was crowned the winner. It combines the bold flavors of garlic and red chili peppers with sweet honey, which helps balance the spice. And they've debuted the sweet combo with 3 delicious wings and 2 100% tenderloin tenders covered in the hot honey sriracha sauce, served with a fresh baked yeast roll, a savory southern style side, and a 30-ounce beverage. Thank you so much to Golden Chick.
Yay, Golden Chick. And welcome to episode 232 of The Mom Game. I am in my Coppola home studio. Julie, as you can see, is not in the Coppola home studio or a studio period. Or actually, I guess she kind of is. Julie, tell us, where are you?
Yes. So, Emily, I am in the Coppola remote studio today. I am in Washington, D.C. At a podcast conference.
You're so big time.
Interesting and unique and random as it sounds. It is a podcast conference. I think I am an official podcaster / I don't know what I am. I really have no idea what I am anymore. But I know that this is a really cool place that I'm at. So we're in Washington, D.C. We're at the Gaylord Hotel. The ocean is like right behind me. It is about 70 freaking degrees today. Not that you want to hear it, or anybody in Dallas wants to hear it, but the weather here is amazing. And I'm actually in a studio, and I have to give a shout out to the studio that I'm in right now. It is Rolling Studios Mobile Productions. So about an hour and a half ago, I was literally walking around this conference with my laptop, like a homeless podcaster, trying to find someone that would take me in and help me have a show here today, this afternoon. I was walking up to booths and just kind of looking at people and introducing myself, being like, hey, can I shoot my podcast in your booth? And they'd kind of look at me like I had 4 eyeballs and be like, well, what's in it for me? And I'd be like, okay, we'll see you later. So walked around. And then I was just going to go sit outside here, outside this window of the conference center, and use my laptop. And luckily enough, we made a connection here, and these guys opened their mobile doors to these Rolling Studios, and this is a really cool situation that they have going on. But basically, it's like a trailer that they have all set up for podcasting with different backgrounds and all that, cameras, microphones, everything else, and they got me all hooked up.
So, okay, where, well, first of all, where are they based out of?
So they are based out of, I believe, LA, although the guy helping me here is based out of Dallas. They're affiliated with Yeah Networks, which is a giant podcasting network, but kind of starting their own thing. It's called WeRollingStudios.com, but like you can get them to go out to your event, your music festival, your sporting event, whatever. But it's cool. I just feel like everyone in this space and kind of what we're doing, it's like, you see that the podcast world is taking off, and then it's like, okay, how can I capitalize? How can I get in on it? How can I get on it besides saying I'm going to do a podcast of my own and try to make it big? Because only so many podcasts can exist, and there's only so many podcasters that can literally like make it in this crowded space. And so you see something like this rolling studio, and I'm just learning so much here about this industry and all of the different avenues that there are to kind of get involved with it. And another thing that's interesting to me is like how many former radio people are here, because they see that this is the way the world is going, is this podcast digital world. So it's been really cool, and they were really kind to open their studio doors to me.
Okay, so I used to frequent conferences whenever I guess they weren't really conferences, they're like more like markets or whatever, when I had the baby gear manufacturing company, Posh Play. I remember going to our first market. I think we went to one in like Vegas, we went to one in Atlanta, we went to one in New York. I just remember being so overwhelmed by the whole setup, because there's so many vendors, there's so many things. And then at that time we were trying to sell our merchandise and all that kind of stuff. So I feel like every conference always has like, you know, the serious ones and the, I don't know, like it's a whole, there's a demographic out there for conference goers, don't you think? And this has got to be one of your first conferences, right?
Yes. I'm trying to think if I've even like been a part of one. I've been around them and like seen them for various reasons, but I don't know if I've ever like been a paying member of a conference and gone to the conference, because I think that there are a lot of things at a conference that can help me with what I'm trying to do for my career. So yeah, you're right. I think this might be my first conference. But yeah, it's definitely an interesting group. It's really cool though. And I heard kind of coming in, like there's going to be all kinds of different things that you can sign up for, speakers that you can see. There's all kinds of parties and things like that. But with a lot of these things, the best networking you can do sometimes is just like chit-chatting, having a drink outside of the actual conference, you know, when you're like a little bit, I guess, looser, that kind of thing. But there's also something about conferences, now that I am a conference goer, that feels really cool, because you're all here to grow your industry, to grow your knowledge, your expertise, your connections. So if you're at a conference, it doesn't feel weird to walk right up to somebody and be like, hi, I'm so-and-so, and this is what I do. What do you do? Can we help each other? If you were to do that in the real world,
yeah. So everyone's there
stupid.
With like the same goal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's and so right. And like, if you go into a conference, we're talking business, you know, like it's like, right. When I liken it to LinkedIn. Like if I'm going to try to, you know, grow my whatever random business I have, I don't feel bad about reaching out to people on LinkedIn. Cause it's like, you're on LinkedIn because you're a business person and you're looking for opportunities or whatever. But like Instagram is more, you know, social, and then Twitter's accessible, whatever. But yeah, I feel like it's like conferences are the LinkedIn of the real world.
You're exactly right. It's like a real live in-person LinkedIn.
It is. And I will say,
much what
Julie,
it is.
I am so glad that it's you representing the Mom Game, because my BS right now is just, it's, I think I'm so tapped out on it that I don't think I would be good at representing us. So I'm glad that you're there representing us. Also, I had a stomach bug yesterday. It's still kind of lingering. So I feel like total butthole. I just feel like this was the best choice for us, was for you to represent the Mom Game at this big podcast conference. So,
well, thank you. I'm sorry about your butthole.
Whoa.
I'm sorry you feel like butthole, and I'm sorry about it. I really am. I'm sorry about all of that.
Oh, Julie.
My new friends are like, who is this person? I love that there's like panels going on all around.
Your gross butthole. What's happening here?
Well, you said the word butthole because you felt like it. But I'm sorry you don't feel good. I respect that. I will try to represent us properly. I was feeling kind of rough too, like leading into it, and I was up in the night a little bit. I think I have a little bit of like, I don't know, like stayed in hotel room.
Anxiety? So
lovely.
Did you have bathroom anxiety?
A little bit, but because I'm sharing a hotel room.
Yeah, you had bathroom anxiety.
I'm sharing a hotel room.
I know. And then you have to go to the bathroom, and that gives you bathroom anxiety. Yeah. Because it's can you send her down? Be like, oh, can you run down to the lobby and get me something? Or do you just go to a lobby bathroom? Or, that's unfortunate. Especially if it was in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
So I think that's it. I was talking with Kelly about it before I came. I was like, when's the last time you shared a hotel room with somebody that, like, wasn't your husband and it wasn't, like, a BFF from life, right?
Yeah, it's that's a little awkward, but luckily Jasmine's cool. So
she's lovely. Good. She's wonderful, and I'm doing better.
Okay,
now.
Well, I can't wait to hear all about it next week on the show. We'll talk all about it. Can't wait to hear about all the connections you've made and deals you've done and all that kind of stuff. I hope are people giving out business cards?
We're going to be so big time.
I know. Do they have like QR codes now, or are they sending out business cards? Oh, does that have your business card on the QR code?
There's a QR code on my little. What's that?
Are you gonna put that in your scrapbook?
Yeah, I am. My first conference badge. Yeah, there's a QR code on it, and then there's an app with a QR code on that. But did you even know on Instagram? There's like a QR code thing on Instagram. If you ever want to share your Instagram profile with somebody, that's even an option now, like on your profile. It's really cool. Yeah. Like if you're just like, oh, here, I'm Emily with the Mom Game. Have a look at our profile. You can pull that up right on your Instagram too. So it is a QR code world that we're living in.
So I think you should. I totally just forgot what I was going to say. I can't even remember.
We're talking about my QR codes.
Your QR code on Instagram. Yeah. I've got total brain fog. I'll think of it later, maybe.
That's okay.
But I did have a recommendation of something I thought you should do, but now I don't know what that was. So.
Okay. Let me know when it pops in your brain.
I will. I sure will. Okay. Let's get to some business. Should we talk a little sports? Well, sports to kick us off?
Sure. Let's do it.
Sports, of course, brought to us by our friends at Tylock George Eye Care. And we're going to have some Tylock docs in the studio next week.
We are. I'm excited for that because I'm excited for them to tell our listeners, like, specifically about the various surgeries that we had, like why you were a good candidate for the one you had, why I was obviously a good candidate for LASIK, and kind of get a little bit more specific with what we had that fixed our eyeballs and why it can help them. But I know for me, it's just been amazing. Like my flight here was a 6 a.m. flight yesterday morning. And so even just getting to the airport that early in the morning, when you wake up and you have like eye crusty stuff and it's so dark outside still, I would have been fishing all around for my glasses, and I just opened up and my eyes, and it was like 20/20 vision going to the airport at 4 a.m. Which was lovely. But it's just amazing what LASIK in these various surgeries can do for you. I know you got to throw out your readers. I threw out all of my glasses like we talked about. I finally did, Emily. You can see your world clearly from both long distance and up close. Get rid of those readers. Custom lens replacement from Tylock George is life-changing, like we have both been talking about. Tylock George offers 24 months interest-free financing as well with approved credit. So if you think that financially that you can't make it work, you actually can with Tylock George. If you have questions about your options, including custom lens replacement or LASIK from Tylock George, just schedule your free consultation. Go to Tylock.com. That's Tylock.com. Mention the Mom Game as well when you call, because we do have a special discount. We do. We are always trying to help you guys out if you listen to the show. And this is something that we obviously fully endorse. We have done. We let them operate on our eyes, and it is life-changing. We can vouch for that. The exclusive code is www.tylock.com/TMG.
Yeah, or if you call, mention the Mom Game. Tell them the Mom Game sent you. I think my sister-in-law is going to have it done first of the year. She went for her consultation, so I think she's going to get it done. But yeah, just sitting on 20/20 vision over here. My 47-year-old self couldn't be happier. So thank you to Tylock George, and we'll have those docs in studio next week. Okay, sportsy stuff. It's kind of slow right now, gearing up for NFL season, college football season. Baseball is, the Rangers are, it's rough going right now. We're taping on Tuesday. We did win back-to-back games, but the Astros are on fire. They are starting to pull away in the American League West, which pains me, but they're 4-5 up on Seattle and then like 11 up on us, and so it doesn't look good, but I think now we've kind of started to turn our attention to other things that are important, getting Jacob DeGrom back out on the mound, on a big league mound, so he can have a normal offseason going into 2025. Max Scherzer, who knows what's going on with him? I think his contract's up anyway, so I don't think that really plays too much into our future in 25. Getting Jan Gray back on the mound, just kind of getting everyone back out and healthy so they can have a normal offseason, I think now is kind of where the attention's being focused. Not exactly saying that out loud, but they know where they are. They know that it's highly unlikely. And the bottom line is this offense just has not been what everyone thought it would be. It's not been anywhere close to what it was in 23 when they won the World Series. And then it seems like when the offense does click, that's when the pitching struggles, which the pitching has pretty much carried this thing the entire season. So we'll see. It's just kind of the dog days of summer at this point. So you're trying to, find positives and things to look forward to and all that kind of stuff. But it's not fun times, but it's, you can't win the World Series every year, and hopefully they'll learn from this. They'll get pissed off and come back stronger next season. But anyway, I still am like, it's okay. I still got this hat that says champions on it.
That can't
be taken away. And we're still the champions until we're not. And so we're going to ride this out. I'm going to wear this hat out for the next 6 weeks or so. But anyway, I'm looking forward to college football season, which starts, is it this weekend?
Yeah.
I think there are some games honestly, this weekend.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So super stoked for that. I love college football season. I love it. It's so fun, especially since I stopped covering it years ago. I love it so much more, I think, because I had to work it so much that I didn't really get to enjoy college football Saturdays. I was focused on one games and I missed a lot. And now going to games, I think we're going to go to Lubbock in October to watch Tech play a game. We have season tickets to TCU. Of course, that's where my husband went to school. So anyway, I'm super excited for college football season, super excited for cooler temperatures.
Me too. Yeah.
But kind of a slow sports time right now.
It is a slow sports time. And obviously with Texas joining the SEC and all of that, like that's the big kind of conversation with the SEC growing, and I'm excited to see what all happens there. And it's just going to be an exciting time. And OU joining, OU's going to be playing Mizzou again. So that's fun for our family. Kelly went to OU. I went to Mizzou. Mizzou will be coming back down to play UT, and all of those things make me excited as somebody that just likes to see my Tigers in town. But I don't know, I'm excited about it all too. I think I've been in a little bit of a, like, this world and trying to get podcast stuff going up that I've checked out a little bit from college football, but it's just the whole vibe of it all around town where everybody's out and about all the time. The weather starts to change, like you said. There's always something to do on a Saturday in the middle of the day outside of watching your kids play sports. Like when their games are over, you can sit in front of the TV and hang out and drink or whatever, or go find a bar full of people. It's a really good, fun time around DFW and everywhere. So, yeah, I'm super pumped for college football, too. And I'm also bummed about the Rangers and bummed for you. Of everything you said, like, it's just kind of a weird realization when, especially you're talking about Max Scherzer and his contract being up. Like, I guess I didn't realize that. And so a couple of those things, like, that you got so excited about when some of these big-name guys joined, you just had such high expectations for. And then to maybe see the way some of it has panned out is a little bit sad, but I know that's not how professional teams operate. You can't get sad about how something didn't pan out because they're already probably on to the next person that they're targeting or free agent or everything else. But it's just the way it turns, and when the Rangers are kind of out of it, then everybody starts to think about college football and everybody starts to think about the Cowboys, and the Cowboys are a whole nother S show, and everybody's just talking about CeeDee Lamb and the contract and how he's grumpy, he doesn't think that they're offering him enough money, and it's such tired head like we talk about. I don't know what kind of Cowboys fans are still, like, hanging by every, like, piece of information. I mean, I know there's a lot of them, because that's why these big networks push out every piece of information about Cowboys contracts, but who is like, oh, I gotta see about what CeeDee Lamb's saying today? Like, I don't know, it just makes me exhausted.
It's funny you bring that up. So we're gonna get to this and what's on your feed. And then if you have anything in your craw, which is brought to us by Early Bird CBD. Of course, we all know how much I love the Early Bird CBD. Popped a couple last night so I could go to sleep when I wasn't feeling good. Mom Game 20 is now active and good for 20% off your first order online. It can be used by someone once, even if you've already purchased previously with a code from us. So just go to the website, earlybirdcbd.com. Use that code at checkout. Remember, the Early Bird has a microdose of THC from hemp, which is just sort of the core feature of those gummies, which makes them so good, which makes them pull your brain out, relax, and just kind of not stress and think. And it just kind of turns my brain off. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. You can find them at a number of local DFW locations, Roy Pope in Fort Worth, all the Hiatus Spas, Tosu Coffee, Davis Street Mercantile, Richardson's Health Food, Ann's Natural Grocery, and then the Sunflower Shops, both in Fort Worth and Colleyville. Early Bird CBD is our friend, big friend of a lot of moms. We know that especially this time of year with school being back, all the stresses of schedules and keeping up with those. So get to some Early Bird CBD, get you some good relaxation time and some good sleep. Earlybirdcbd.com. Don't forget Mom Game 20 for that discount. Okay, you mentioned the CeeDee Lamb thing. So I'm with you. I'm like, tired head, I can't deal. Just let me know if he signs, when he signs, blah, blah, blah. But then everybody, did you see this? Everybody freaked out yesterday because he posted a picture of like Spider-Man putting on a mask. I don't know. I don't really do the Spider-Man stuff or superhero stuff or didn't watch those movies, but everyone was trying to figure out what that means. Does that mean he's putting on his mask and he's ready to go to work for the Cowboys? Or does it mean, because it was like a dark Spider-Man, does it mean he's going dark and he's not going to be on social media? He's not going to talk about the contract anymore. What does it mean? But everybody was trying to figure out. And then it made me think of how so much now, whether it's in your contract negotiations, business, whatever, so much plays out on social media. And like the subtleties and the, what word am I trying to think of? Like the, I don't know, like passive aggressive-ish, is, I feel like is what it is.
Whole, like, it's a negotiating tool
that goes on social media. And it's not just, you know, it's football players trying to negotiate contracts. It's like people in relationships. Like, I just watched the Love Island reunion last night, and the, all the social media stuff with that. And like, so much plays out on social media that I'm so glad that I'm not that. I'm glad I'm old, I guess. Like, you look at the Sam Ponder stuff and Robert Griffin III both getting let go by ESPN. And then they, I don't think they've said much. I think Robert Griffin III put out a statement, but I don't know if Sam said anything. You know, and everyone's drawing conclusions that they basically got fired because they're, or Sam at least, because she's conservative. I don't know. I mean, everyone just immediately jumps on and everybody throws their opinions out there, like, just like they know. I don't know. It's just such a weird time we live in where it's just like, you know, here's a picture of me putting on a Spider-Man mask, or not me, but a picture of a spider. I don't know. And it's just like, everybody's like trying to infer what it means. I don't know. It's just, it makes my old head real tired.
Like, at this point, CeeDee Lamb could tweet out a picture of his hand digging in for a bag of a potato chip.
Yep.
And everyone would be like, oh my God, CeeDee Lamb's eating potato chips. What
no, they would
mean?
Be like, oh, what do the potato chips mean? Are they, do they signify a bag of money and he's reaching in to get his money from the Cowboys? Like, that's what we're, that's,
is, are they that's ruffles? Really, have they ruffled his feathers? Is, are his feathers ruffled by the Cowboys and that's why he's eating ruffles? Or is he eating Lay's because he's finally just going to lay down and accept whatever contract that the Dallas Cowboys are going to give him? We don't know. Maybe the potato chips are telling us something. It's insane. It's
maybe the potato chips are trying to tell us something.
It's crazy. No, but it's true. I don't, I just looked at his account and the Spider-Man mask is gone. So at least on X, like, he must have deleted it. Yes, it is. So the only things that are on his account, it's still the LOL where Jerry Jones said Cowboys owner, or John Machota, who got completely blown up by this, which has to be good for him as a reporter. But when he said Cowboys owner Jerry Jones on talks with CeeDee Lamb, I don't have any urgency to get it done. And then CeeDee quote tweeted, LOL. That's the last thing still on his feed. And then another one where he was
maybe
at like
an Instagram
football camp. Maybe it was Instagram. But I kind of like, I respect CeeDee's game a little bit, and I also think that this is good for the players to be able to have that platform now where they can put their opinions out straight from their mouth, and they don't have to just read everything about them all the time and not be able to like make a rebuttal. Yeah, can you hear me?
Well, yeah, and they can, I mean, everyone can now. Everyone can kind of take their own, you know, public perception into their own hands or whatever, whereas that used to not be the case, both with, you know, athletes and teams and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely empowering for them. And I think if you use it the right way, it can be for everyone. Thing I wanted to do, and I didn't see this in time, but so there's a thing where it's like, who I?
I just said, yep, it can be good and bad.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I can hear you.
There's this thing going around on Instagram right now, speaking of social media, where it's like, ask ChatGPT to roast your Instagram feed. So I wanted us to do it, but I don't know how to ask GPT stuff. How do you ask GPT stuff?
So ChatGPT is a program that you can download. I'm sure there's an app, but like, I've just done it on it on the computer. We used to play with it for radio, so we'd have fun with ChatGPT on our show. But you can download a ChatGPT app. When we were in Canada, my brother-in-law actually had ChatGPT write bedtime stories for the kids. And
really?
We would read those stories. Like, he would say, okay, write a story about Ryder and Anna. And he'd ask Anna what she wanted it to be about. Be like, write a story about Ryder and Anna where Anna is riding a unicorn in the rainbows. And there would be this whole story in a matter of like 30 seconds. About Ryder and Anna.
Okay, you're cutting out quite a bit, and I don't know. Hey, Jules, you're cutting out, so I don't know. Hopefully, our feed's okay.
Is this any better? Hello.
Well, the last couple of minutes you've been cutting out, but hopefully, it will. Okay. Okay, I can piece it together.
How's this?
Okay, so I kind of want to do this, but it might be more fun to do it when we're together. But now I have to like put in all my information. But it's not already out there.
Oh yeah.
So you had ChatGPT read the kids storybooks.
Yeah, like they would write a story based around our kids and whatever our kids wanted it to be about. And they would write the story like in 30 seconds.
Okay. So I wonder if I just put in ChatGPT, but then I'm going to ask ChatGPT to ChatGPT. Hey, ChatGPT, roast my Instagram feed. Is that how it works? Oh. Well, we'll do it next week. It sounded like fun, though. Okay, we'll do it next week.
Yeah.
And maybe we could do it on social media. That'll be fun. Okay, what else do we have to discuss? A couple of things from last week's show. I've had a number of people reach out about the brain test that I had Henry do, which I'm glad that people were receptive to that. And I don't know the name for it, but like if you call your pediatrician or whatever and tell them kind of what you're trying to do, you're trying to get a baseline, you know, brain test of where your child's brain is at whatever age, 12, 13, whenever you want to do it, they should know what you're talking about. And like I said, it was super inexpensive. It was like $25. But another mom wrote us about having like an EKG done, and they did this for their son, and they discovered like a heart condition that's not like, you know, he's not showing any symptoms of it, but it's something they need to keep an eye on, all that kind of stuff. And so what I was thinking is, and we're planning out loud here, I want to get one of our Baylor Scott and White doctors on to talk to us about, like, you know, if you are apprehensive about your kids playing sports, especially contact sports, like what are those things, you know, who would be candidates for those? Everybody, you know, some people, whatever. I just think it's a really good thing that people, you know, would benefit from, myself included. So that's something I think I really want us to do. Is to have one of
those. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. One of our Baylor Scott and White docs on.
Exactly. I think that's a great idea, Emily.
Okay. Anything else we need to discuss? Anything newsy for the news desk? We didn't have anything written down.
No.
It's just been kind of slow. I think we're all just kind of in a fog, not a fog, but you know, when we're on week two of school now and it's like, okay, we're starting to get in a rhythm, but I still feel like I'm not quite there yet. Where are you?
Well, no. And like me traveling is taking me out of that world, out of the world of getting in a rhythm of back to school. But I do feel like a lot of people have been getting sick, which is not good. Yeah. And now you've been sick. So that's definitely something that's been going around, as they say.
Do it.
No, sorry. What you were going to say?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just part of kids going back to school, like, right, where they're all together and then they're bringing stuff to school and then they're bringing stuff home. And I think it's just probably normal this time of year. So hopefully next week I'll be a little more chipper.
It's okay.
And a little more entertaining.
It's good. It's okay. I got us covered. I'm going to cover all this ground here in Washington, D.C. Wait, when I come back, we're going to be national.
We're batting away
the McDonald's and the Coca-Colas of the world, Emily. So just prepare.
I know. When are you coming home?
Thursday.
Okay. We'll have so much fun. I'm so proud of you. Way to represent the mom game.
Thanks.
Good luck with your butthole.
It really is cool.
Good luck with yours. okay. Well, tell all those podcast convention people I said hi.
Okay. I'll get off this and I'll just go walk up to people all around me and say, Emily says hi.
Emily says hi. She wishes she was here. Not really, but she's going to say that.
Maybe next year you could come. Together. Although this would give you extreme anxiety.
That whole place?
Yes.
Yeah, no shit. It's giving me anxiety just watching you there. And I can hear all those people yeah. in the background and everybody's walking around and people are probably real like excited and there's probably a lot of invasion of personal space. Like, yes, it gives me anxiety just thinking about you being there, which is why you are the right candidate to be there and not me.
I'm going to do what I can, Em.
I know. You're doing great. You're doing great, Jules. Okay. Back in studio next week. Are we going to make our big announcement next week?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So next week we've got ChatGPT roasting our Instagram feeds. We got Tylock Docs talking about our eyeballs. And we're going to make our big announcement. Maybe we'll have more than one big announcement because you're... Maybe we'll have more than one big announcement because you may come back with like some big old sponsors for us or something.
Yeah, let's make all the announcements.
All the announcements.
No pressure.
Okay. All right. Go be great, Julie. Be the best podcaster ever. Represent the mom game. Love you. Safe travels.
Talk Love you soon. Too. Mom Love you out. Too. Thanks, Ash, and hope you feel better. Mom game out.
The Mom Game is proud to partner with local GEICO offices, Victoria Elliott, proudly serving your local community.